Mr. Olson?
Here.
Ms. Harshaw?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Vice President Prefer?
Here.
And President Shelley, we're all accounted for. Excellent. Public comment, any public comments?
So I was going to ask a couple of questions about the sewer project. Maybe I should wait after the general manager's report or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no other comments? We'll go into the consent calendar. Minutes, any comments on minutes?
No.
No? Okay. Any comments on the financials?
No.
Okay. Any comments on operations?
No. 8% is good.
Was it 8 or 7?
I thought it was 8.
It's 8.
Wow, I looked at the wrong numbers. All right.
8 is still good.
8 is fantastic, thank you.
8 is good, Donna. Not as good as 7, but that was my mistake. All right, we'll go into any comments on the consent calendar? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. That's Davis and Olson. Olson first, Davis second. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. Excellent. General Manager's report.
Okay, I'll start off with the Strawberry Creek Diversion Project. I have photos as we're going through this. So as a recap, they started Elko June 30th. It took them a little under 2 weeks. They made progress up to from the diversion in the creek. They were able to get to the Fern Valley Road within a week and a half. I think the deepest portion of the trench was about 10 feet. But they started at Fern Valley Road this week on the 14th. And that's the pipeline coming from the creek out to Fern Valley Road. A lot of rock in through that whole section. Yeah. As they did get closer to Fern Valley Road, the rocks tapered off, made it a little easier for them. They're in the street now about halfway to the Fern Valley 1A plant. And the plan is hopefully by tomorrow, they'll have laid all the pipeline. This is pipeline in the street. They will have all the pipeline in the ground tomorrow, by tomorrow, and repaving tomorrow. So that's their schedule. So all this will have been cleaned up and patched and asphalt up to the plant. The plan is once all the pipeline is in the ground and the streets repatched, the detour obviously will be taken down. That's all the photos. But they're going to start the connection there at the diversion, so possibly next week. And then they'll work down to the street and at the plant to make that connection. And then once that's completed, no leaks, we're 100%, then they will start removing the old pipeline that's exposed in the creek. So that will be done last. So they're moving fairly quick. No issues with Fern Valley, their lines in the street. We were able to clear all those and they found them very easily. So no issues with that. So yeah, the progress is going good. They're going quick. So happy with that, no major issues. So had a meeting with John, the owner of Elko, who came up. We discussed how they're gonna approach the tying in to the diversion itself. So that was a good meeting. So that's about it for the diversion. Right now, I've been also working with Hemet, Toyota of Hemet. Gosh, we're supposed to be acquiring 2 new vehicles this year per our CIP projects. So I've been in negotiations with them. Right now, I've been able to get $1,500 off each vehicle. The hopes are to pick those up next week. as far as the sewer plant goes, we've had to, we hit a snag as far as grant funding goes. We had to, we weren't sure what we were going to do, but I submitted to do a new medium household income study. That had to be approved by the state. It's been 2 or 3 weeks. I've been on the phone with them this week. I was told that they would have an answer for me in regards to whether or not the study is going to be approved. They read my letter of recommendation. I got the word yesterday that they did approve us to move forward with the MHI study. I'm working with a gal named Audrey, Audra from CRWA, and she is processing all the paperwork. There's a number that has to be associated with each customer. I had to send them a spreadsheet of all our customer base for wastewater. She has that. She will designate a certain number per each customer. Then they will start the process for the study. So we are moving forward, and it's good news for us.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what those numbers come up. We have to be, the threshold for us, or the median household income, has to be under $77,640, I think it is. So I'm hoping we come under that. So hopefully for it. So then once, if that comes in our favor, then we can start going after grant funding again for our project. I've been working with Garrett from GNW. They're going to start our spillway project for the road behind Foster Lake that was washed out. This is more of a preventive maintenance to where this road will not be washed out again. We did a lot of work prior to this, but we're going to do a spillway. That's going to start at the end of the month. It's part of a CIP project. We're also, I've been working with a contractor to do a roof replacement on the shop up at the lake. It's going to be, we're not ripping off the old roof. It's going to stay. We're going to put on runners. Brand new plywood, the entire roof, and then they're going to do new metal roof on top of that, which should give us a good, with the metal roof, it should be a very long lasting roof.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to start August timeframe. So we will, that's another CIP project that we are going to get going. And then lastly, this last week I worked with Brian and I gave him direction to start repairing and repainting all our well houses throughout the district just to get them up to snuff and looking good. So that's what I have for my report. Operations, we had 3 service line leaks. They were all repaired, no problems. Staff still doing hydrant maintenance and valve exercising. We're 75% completed with that. We're hoping to have that done in the next couple of weeks. Good news for Nathan, one of our water operators. He did take a wastewater treatment tube exam and pass. So hats off to him. And
what's Nathan's last name?
Sedy.
Nathan
Sedy. How do you spell it?
S-E-E-L-E-Y.
Seely.
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 Yeah. All right, Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Ms. Hartrop?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Did the one operator take his class for backload?
Brian's in that class this week.
Okay.
So it's going well. With the update with that, we were able to purchase The equipment that was needed, the cost for that was a little over $1,000. So he's got everything he needs to for testing for us and to perform his exam, which is going to be, I think, Monday or Tuesday. So he's got a test Saturday because he's taken this class up until Friday. He tests on Saturday, and then he's got the physical test Monday. So, and then once he, if he passes all that, he'll be able to take the specialist portion of the classes.
You mean when? Not it.
When, yeah. As soon as he's done with that, he's going to roll into the next phase of the testing.
Excellent. Vice President Prieber.
Oh, did you notice, I think last time you mentioned that you got some new lids. Did you notice that those helped at all?
We haven't gotten them yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that. So as soon as those come in, they will be installed, and I'll give you an update.
I was just curious if you
noticed
the difference.
Yeah, we haven't
gotten them. Nathan passed that cert test, so the board would like to give him a gift certificate out of the funding that we have. So we'll talk with you about that.
Okay.
And thank you for the directors that are contributing to that fund. That's all I have. Public comment.
Just following up on what you said on the sewer, I wonder if you have some kind of timeline by which date we need to get state or federal funding. And do we have any alternate plans in the event we do not receive any funding?
So if this falls through and we can't get grant funding, the contingent plan is going to be to come up with a plan to upgrade the current plant that we have and do the upgrades to as best we can with the funds that we do have, to make that plant what it should be.
Have you made any estimate as to upgrade, refurbishing, whether it could be funded through our reserves or you need some loans for it?
We haven't done any consultation as far as rebuilding that plant. We have plans, we have the 30% plans for the new plant. To redo this plant would also take an engineer to re-engineer that plant and then come up with the cost. Most likely, we'll be able to cover some of the funds, but we'll have to do probably low-interest loans.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's no other comments, any director's comments, Mr. Olson? Davis? Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break and go into closed session.
And you'll report anything when you come back out of there, or is it just...
Absolutely.
Don't stay up late.
It'll probably be short, concise.